Welcome. As we gather together for worship, let's pray together this morning. Father God, we praise you today. We thank you for your goodness, for your character, for your love and your faithfulness. We thank you for your mercies and your grace. We thank you for the gift of Jesus Christ and his presence in our lives through the Holy Spirit. I pray that our praise this morning would be an acceptable sacrifice to you. We offer our songs, our prayers, our thoughts, our time, and we offer our lives to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Your voice it thunders the ground.
The ground is shaking. The mighty mountains now are trembling. Creation sees you and starts composing. The fields and trees, they start rejoicing. Still I know the thought of my
God, we thank you so much that you have the whole world in your hand, and that no matter what fire it is that we're going through, whether it be the fire of illness or of death or of loss, that you have the whole world in your hand, and we can walk forward knowing that. And God, I thank you that you have a future for us, a future of wholeness, a future of heaven coming down to earth, and it's in that knowledge that we live in this life of brokenness and fallenness, and yet we see the glimpses of that because we know that it's coming, and we have a hope in our hearts that stirs us. And God, I thank you for these times of corporate worship, where our hearts are stirred and moved by what we know is in the future for us and what is our hope, and yet we see it already here and around us and in the loved ones around us, and we know that you're working, and we thank you for that, God. And yet we do see the death and the brokenness around us, but we know that you will win the day, and you are winning the day already, and we thank you for that. God, we bring before you these prayers and petitions that we have here. I know there's many that are unwritten here and unspoken that people hold in their hearts. And God, I pray that you would be near to all of those people and that you would hear all of these requests and petitions that are unspoken or unprinted. God, we pray for the Godshaw family. Pray for Harold and Joni. As Harold is struggling with cancer, I just pray that you'd be with him. Be with Joni as she cares for him. Just pray for the whole family. Pray for Kay Nixdorf as she continues to heal from her knee surgery. And God, we also pray for the Davis family as Brian's health is weakening and he's taken, as Steve said, a turn towards heaven. And Brian, in his own words, I believe last night, said to Steve that he wants to go to his Father, to the Father. And we thank you for Brian's faith. Thank you for what a wonderful man he was and is. And thank you for the, as we see him now, he's a shadow of his future self, the self that he will be with you in glory. And we just thank you for that, and thank you that that's each and every one of our hope as we go through that process of death and know that it will be with a sure and certain hope. We also pray for Krista Cody as she's still at home recovering. And just thank you that the surgery in Hershey was successful and they were able to get everything done that they wanted to. Just be with her and any discomfort that she still continues to have. Just pray that you'd be with Timothy as he helps take care of the boys and everything. Just pray that you'd be with their whole family. We also pray for all of the expectant mothers among us and beyond our walls here. Just pray that you'd be with them, with mother and child. Just protect life and that there would be healthy babies born. Also, thank you so much, God, for the ways that our church is involved in worldwide missions. We thank you that we have the Shannon family with us this morning. Just pray that you'd be with them as they look towards moving to Turkey. Just pray that the process would be smooth and that all the doors that are shut would be opened. And just pray for their transition as a family with the new baby that they now have. I just pray that you'd be with them and that much grace would be in their home. We just thank you for all of these things, God. Thank you for who you are and that we can pray and know that you hear us and that you will never fail us and you will not start. And we thank you for that, God. In your name we pray these things. Amen.
Thank you, Matt. Just one clarification. It was actually Joyce who was with Brian yesterday, and she asked him, "Brian, what do you desire?" And he said to her and to everyone in the room, "I desire to be with my Father in heaven." So, you know, he definitely has moved in that direction. And last night, Mary Elizabeth went with me to visit Brian at their home. He's in their home where he hopes to be, and I'm sure he will be until he goes to heaven. And Mary, I don't know how many of you know this, but Brian is the one who saw in Mary the gift of music, and he taught her to play the keyboard. And Mary told Brian last night that every time she goes to the keyboard, she thinks about him and the influence he's had in her life. Brian's been one of my closest friends, and so I just appreciate your prayers for him and for the whole family. I have a letter from Aubrey. She's, as you know, at Taylor University in Indiana. I'm going to read this quickly, but I really think you all need to hear this. Hello, school is going great. I really love it here. I have an amazing group of friends, and despite only knowing each other for 2 months or less, it feels like a lifetime. I can no longer imagine my life without them. We eat breakfast together each morning and do a short devotional on the Psalms and do worship once a week together. I love our crazy adventures together and somewhat productive homework parties. Somewhat productive. Classes are stressful. but for the most part, interesting. Currently, I'm working on putting together a rough plan for the next 4 years, and that is rather stressful, so prayers are appreciated. Lord, we do pray that you guide Aubrey as she discerns her path forward in these 4 years at college. She goes on, I'm not in any of my education classes yet. She's going to be an English teacher, if that's what the Lord confirms. But I look forward to that next semester. My faith has been challenged in the best ways possible through many classes, but also just through day-to-day life. It's amazing to see how much I've grown in such a short time. That's not to say things haven't been hard at times. I've certainly had my share of late nights and stressful breakdowns, as well as spiritual battles. But I'm overall very happy here, and I know God led me to the right place. Flourishing is a big buzzword here, but it's honestly what we do. I've been attending a small church that meets in a local school. It reminds me somewhat of Zion, but I still miss seeing you all every week as well. I'm looking forward to being able to come back over Christmas. In the meantime, my love and prayers are with y'all. She wrote y'all. And congratulations to the Cars, she says. And that gets us to the next delightful thing we're going to do, which is welcome Josiah to come up. If he can't walk on his own, why don't the parents come up? When you have more, then the other ones can carry the rose, Bob. So who's going to give us the vital information here?
Okay. This is Josiah Paul Carr. He was born October 14th at 2:31 p.m. He was 8 pounds, 11 ounces, and 21 and a half inches long. We think he's just perfect. And Josiah is a name that Kelly picked, that she asked me if I liked it, and we both decided we really liked it, and we reread the story from the Bible of Josiah, and really enjoyed that, rereading that and getting to know it, and just decided that was the name we wanted for him. So
that's great. And many of us know that Kelly had months of bed rest as there was some complications, and here's the little guy she was protecting, and indeed God did protect him. So let's pray for you guys. Lord, we just thank you for Bob and Kelly and Josiah. We pray for your continued blessing upon them as their parents and child and their son. Just protect them, guide them. May Josiah grow as he learns of you through those who love him in your name and in your love. Bless the Carr home. Bless the 4 grandparents who are here, and we thank you they can be here today, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. We didn't, the Shannons also had a baby while they were here, and we didn't know they were coming today. Had we known, we were going to have a rose, but you know what, you guys? I just want to send you off. I understand from Christy that this might be your last time to be able to come to Zion. Would the family come up and let us pray for you? I'd like to just pray for your journey. Jerry, is that visa issue resolved, or is it still in? You could tell us when you come up. Give us an update. Why don't you guys all come on up? Their oldest, Joshua, is at school, and he's staying here in the States after they go home after Thanksgiving. They're going back to Ethiopia, where they're going to tie up some loose ends at the church Jerry's been serving and continuing to support their ministry of Bracing Hope. And so we're just glad to have you. Why don't you give us a little update, Jerry, and then we'll pray for you.
Very good. Well, this is Malachi. So Malachi Johannes. I remember October 6th. 7 pounds, 4 ounces, 19 and a half inches long.
Morning, 3:41 in the morning.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay, but, we got it wrong.
That's pretty good. You're amazing.
I was cheating. I looked at an old bullet.
So he's doing great. As far as updates, we leave the 27th of November is when we fly back to Ethiopia. And the plan is in January to then proceed on to Istanbul. There still are some visa issues there, so we're praying for those and also looking for trying to be proactive there. Our oldest, Joshua, is still in Louisiana. We go to visit him. We travel this week to go see him, so we leave on Wednesday for a week. And the way it looks, as of November 8th, he'll be transitioning to Syria. So he'll be working in a refugee camp right across the border from Israel and serving there until summer of 2018 at least. So that's
great. Well, I just wanted to send you off in prayer and hear all these details about your newborn. And yes. Jerry's been a good brother for many, many years. We've walked a lot together and supported each other, and that's what we do in ministry. We need each other. I definitely do. So, Lord, I just pray for Jerry and his whole family, Christy and all the children, Joshua, who's not here, and the work he's going to be doing. Just go with them as they go with you. They go in your name. You've already anointed so miraculously the ministry they've had for all these years in Ethiopia. And as they have their hearts drawn toward Istanbul, Turkey, that these barriers of the visa complications can be torn down and the doors open for them to continue in their ministry in a new location. We're honored to be in support of them in prayer and in other ways, and just bless their family in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. Hugs, everybody. Thank you. We have gotten confirmation that John Hobbs is coming to Zion. In fact, I'm not going to belabor these bulletin announcements, but I want to just call your attention to some of them. And we've learned since this was printed that Kenny Davis is coming as well. So Kenny will be leading in worship. And the details are printed in the program. It's the weekend before Thanksgiving. It starts here with a covered dish Saturday night, and then John will be with us in the morning. It'll be a fairly short visit, but three messages from him, Saturday at the dinner and Sunday during Sunday school. We're going to suspend our study of life calling for John to have the Sunday school hour, and then he'll speak in worship, and Kenny will lead worship. So it's going to be a great time. We always have an offering, so keep that in mind. We want to bless them. They both walk in faith ministries. And so let's richly bless them on that weekend. It's somewhere around the 18th, it's the week before Thanksgiving. So keep that in mind. There's a work day coming up, the choir's starting, and look at the beginnings of the schedule for Advent. The dates are in there for the events, so you can plan around those. And I do want to let you know, this is the way we're thinking right now, with Christmas Eve being a Sunday, and with us having a very meaningful and beautiful Christmas Eve service, the elders at this point are thinking that we will have one service that day, and it will be an earlier candlelight service. It gets dark at 5, so we can do candlelight at 6, and we usually meet at 7, but we're going to have the service at 6 o'clock, and that will be our only service on Christmas Eve. That way you have time as a family to do some other things. And we're hoping by doing it at 6, if you have conflicts on Christmas Eve, like doing your presents that night or something, that you still can come to the service and still get to do your family things. So I think that's all I have to announce. Vicki is going to bless us as she brings us in song before Jesus. Oh, what did I forget? Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, go, as you're coming up. Rebecca reminded me, we really ought to, you know, we have a student from Ethiopia. His mother is she operates the orphanages from which our oldest two grandchildren came. That's Abenezer. You've all gotten to know him. Well, God's given Abenezer a gift in running. He is on the cross-country team, and he's been running second out of his school consistently in the last few races. And yesterday, because they did so well, and he came in 12th in the, earlier. He was 12th in the previous race, which was the Lancaster-Lebanon League race. There were a couple hundred runners there. So he qualified for districts. And yesterday he went to Carlisle, and he ran in the districts, and he came in seventh out of hundreds of runners. And he has a medal, and he's really been blessed with a lot of energy. When he runs and works out, you know, I run alongside of him, and I carry his water. And don't believe that last part.
People say I'm the lucky one. Some folks think I've got it made. You know more than they could know of all that I've been through. And I've only come this far because of you. And I don't know what I'd do without you. Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. And I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't rescued me. Don't know what I'd do without you. So many times I know I've let you down. So many times I've walked away. Still you reached out with a gentle hand when no one else was there. And you gave me strength to help me carry on. And I don't know what I'd do without you. Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. And I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't rescued me. Don't know what I'd do without you. They could take away my houses and lands and everything that I hold dear. They could take away most anything, and I don't think it'd matter much. I don't think it'd matter, but I don't think I could make it without you. I don't think I could make it without you, because I don't know what I'd do without you. And Lord, I don't know what I'd do without you. And I don't know where I'd be if you hadn't rescued me. And I don't know what I'd do. I don't know where I'd be. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Beautiful, beautiful, Vicki. Last Friday was my mother's birthday, and it was 20 years ago, right, that she went to be with the Lord. And it's special that my sister, one surviving sibling, and her husband Dave are with us today. So during the greeting, many of you know Sandy and Dave, and just welcome and greet one another in the name of the Lord.